program you're about to hear involves slack time finals, disparity, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the church of genius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor, and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Seekers, tonight is for Leonard.
You knock upon my mind, and you beg to borrow a cup of wisdom. You've come to seek the truth, to ask me where it's at. I thank you for your confidence in me, and yet, you see, I cannot draw for you in black and white a map you could follow in your quest for that which all men seek. For each man finds that road alone. Each day, as he eases himself into the stream of life, if he's lucky, he may come a little nearer to the goal. I, too, have been a prospector, wandering through the maze, buffeted by the storms and jagged rocks of life that tore the nerve ends of my hopes and dreams. And like yours, my skin was much too thin to shield me from the inroads of our times. The big machines, the strangling crimson tape, the hate-filled moats that keep us from the other seekers, searching too for the road to where it's at. But then, one day, the fog within my mind began to clear, and for me the truth shone forth as brilliant as a thousand suns. I had it all along within my grasp. The answer, so simple that I almost didn't see it. It's love. Loving someone more than you love yourself. Loving so much that you trust, you give, and you ask nothing in return. This is the purest form of love. And this is the miracle. If the one you're giving to believes as you, you've found it. The treasure you've been seeking. You've found out where it's at.
Please dial your password and press pound. Please dial your password and press pound. You have 2 new messages and 11 saved messages. To review, press 1. To send, press 2. To hear more choices, press 0. From
0.
Sent today at 12:01 a.m.
In the years before the personal computer, there was the telephone. In the days before the World Wide Web, in the wee small hours before the dawn of email, there was voicemail.
From the late 80s to the mid 90s, in the suburban sprawl of Silicon Valley, there existed a community of voicemail box owners, or voice jailers.
Voice jailers, a ragtag cadre of 4 philosophical insomniacs bound together by the humming copper filament of their own collective isolation. This is their story. These are their voices. This is Midnight Voice Jail.
Hi, how you doing?
Just fine.
Okay, I wanted to talk about how, there was a caller about 45 minutes to an hour ago who was saying that we don't need armament and conventional arms are, useless and they just cost money and everything. It's like one of the strong points of America is that we make some of the best weapons and stuff in the world, and without that, our economy, as shot as it is, would probably be a lot worse with all the money from the government.
Yeah, but don't you think that we ought to get out of the business of selling arms to everybody in the world? Already we have helped Iraq get some of the arms that they have, and now those arms are coming back to kick us in the behind.
Well, if we stop production of that, what else will we be having strong points?
Sir, we ought to go back to being the best producers of mirror, the best producers of chairs, of consumer products.
I'm afraid that's not going to happen because a lot of other places, a lot of other countries can do it for cheaper and produce
more. All right, so you're saying the only thing that we're ever going to, that we will be forever noted for is passing instruments of death around the world?
Pretty much, but I want to stray off this point a little bit. It'll sound like garbage for a second or two, but I'll come to a clear point, okay? I have a friend, he's in Kuwait right now. His name is Ronald Redball, and he's got some Star Trek The Next Generation tapes.
Yeah, I guess he does. Let's go to David in Sausalito. Good morning.
Yeah, hi, Ray.
Yes.
On a grander scale, I want to remind everybody what Buckminster Fuller said about the CIA, and he said it stood for capitalism's invisible army.
Indeed.
And, you know, that's the picture I think that...
This is an emergency communique. It is not to be discussed with fellow officers unless deemed absolutely necessary. There will be no computer record of said transmission. Proceed with voice print identification.
Locutus.
Voice print verified.
Space. Space.
Space.
Space.
The final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission.
Its continuing mission.
To explore.
Out new life and new civilizations.
To boldly go where no one has
gone. To boldly go where no one has gone before.
I'd appreciate it if you could keep me from making an ass of myself.
This is not an illusion or a dream.
Take it down. Take it down. No, make it down.
Are you recommending that we fight a life form that can do all those things?
Make it so.
If we're going to be damned, let's be damned for what we really are.
No! Everything's all messed up and changed around, out of place.
Captain, what's happened?
Jim, what in blazes is
this? I don't know. It's our Enterprise. But it isn't.
You should play Make It So, Make It So, Make It So, Make It So. Do a lot of Make It So's. It's very funny, the Make It So's. I was really expecting you. In fact, I thought, maybe that's what he's going to do. He's going to, every time somebody makes a command, he'll say, Make It So.
Hello.
Report, Mr. Data. Mr. Data. Mr. Data.
Mr. Data. What do you know of homosexuality?
Intriguing. Accessing. It appears to be a means of pleasuring between two males. But I am curious as to why you should ask me such a question.
Mr. Data, as your commanding officer, you must obey any order, no matter how deranged or insane, I choose to give.
That is correct, sir. Federation dictates it.
Mr. Data, I'm going to take down my Starfleet regulation issue trousers, and when I do, I want you to drive me home.
I must obey any order you give me.
Make it so. Engage.
Must stop. You must stop or you will hurt the captain. You have killed the captain. You have ruptured him in two. He is cleft.
Hello.
Space. The boring frontier.
These users have played your message.
Pinko, commie, liberal!
End of receipt.
I send that message not more than a minute and a half. And 8067 and 8103, go ahead and they already get the message. And people can't be out of your mailbox more than a minute. You're voice mailbox junkies, all of you. And now we get this
Mike.
I'm going to be on that show. I got to be. I've got to start my acting career on the show of Star Trek The Next Generation. I've got to be an ensign or something. I've got to be a lieutenant commander or something, man, from another ship, and then I get to be on the Enterprise, and I get to keep my ponytail, too, and I'll be some kind of alien, you know, maybe they'll fix my head up a little bit or something, but they'll leave my hair, and, you know, they want somebody with a ponytail. I'm a type of alien creature with a ponytail, you know, type of, and, the types, it's the type. Oh, God. Oh, well, thank you, Mr. Broccoli. Broccoli.
End of message. You may start your message now. Hello.
Queen to Queens, level 3.
3:30 a.m.
Mr. Worf, join me for a song.
Affirmative.
All right. Holodeck. Earliest 22nd.
Goddamn fucking holodeck.
An illusion.
Illusion.
A show of three parts. Mr. Worf, join me for a song.
Affirmative.
Holodeck. Early 20th century keyboard. With sounds.
Acknowledged, Captain.
Program complete. Let us begin. Enough of this self-indulgence.
Ridiculous.
Think it over!
Recording complete.
Jean-Luc Ponty on keyboard.
Press R to review the recording. D to discard it and record it.
Hi, this is the Box, and you've reached...
Fuel injected multi-valve engines, anti-lock braking systems, four-wheel independent suspensions. This is advanced automotive technology for the 90s. This is Pontiac Excitement.
3:02 a.m.
Oh, this book, The Hermit, by Lampstein, Lompong, or whatever the f*** his name is, was first printed in 1970, I believe. Real quickly here, you stupid fucking fag. 1971, it was reprinted many times up until 1980, I guess when the old man bought the book. Anyways, it's interesting. To me, this particular book here was like two separate stories tied together. He's not a great writer, I have to say that. I don't know if it's just because what...
Yeah, hold on a minute. If there's a call here for me.
An Indian that moved to London or what? I don't know. European spelling. Color. C-O-L-O-U.
Captain, he won't stop talking. He's taken over the entire bridge. I believe he's the Q entity in a different form.
It says to Gladys Turnbull, one of Canada's finest ladies. However, the book is printed in Great Britain. So, I don't fucking know. So anyhow, yeah, I wouldn't mind tripping on another book of yours. I mean, I don't see you, we don't talk to you, we don't hear you, you don't give nobody your telephone number.
Well, they seem to like you, Sledgehammer. Mr. 115, they like you. They don't like you, Ronald Redball. I wonder why. Bones?
Heartbeat is all wrong. Blood pressure is...
Sledge, this man is a Bedini.
Sledgehammer?
Yes.
Hello.
9 a.m. It's got all that red music, and then there's the sound of Star Trek, the sound effects, and it's got a picture of the ship shooting its laser. And it's got a picture of, I think, Spock and Kirk shooting their lasers at those pizza type of monsters that eat through rock. And it's got a picture of Spock shooting his laser. For what you can make out of it on the cassette, it's a cassette. And it's got every single sound effect on that show. It's fucking so bad. And it has the animated sounds. It's got about three or four of the animated series. A couple of the tribbles. They had a tribble scene on the animated series, and they have tribble animated sounds, and the tribble eater, the tribble predator that goes and eats the tribbles. It made it that's in fact that's what the noise was before the tribbles were going freaking out on my outgoing.
And it also has the animated siren, or the alert X was this Quailax or Calax or Quaxon. Collaxon, I think. It goes. It's different. And it also has another animated thing. I can't think of it. It's got the Romulan ship sound, how the ship sounds when you're in the Romulan ship. And it's got a real long alien, that when you're on an alien planet, you know how the alien planet, well, every time they beam down, they got the beam down, the materialization.
Saturday, 3:09 p.m.
Who are these that like Sledge and like 115 but don't like Ronald Redball? Who are these things? What are those things? Are they birds? Were you talking to the birds, dude? What's going on? What were these things, man? These things that, oh, they like Sledgehammer? Oh, they like 115? How? How did you speak with them? How were they communicating with you?
The question becomes, how? No, it doesn't. The question becomes, why?
Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Why? Who were they? What were they? Very interested to know this. Tell me quickly, quickly!
This is Chris. You haven't talked to me yet, but I've left a few idiotic messages just like this one on your box. So anyhow, hey, congratulations on acquiring the Star Trek effects package.
This is Batman from 3372, and that was great, what you did with those sound effects. You know, I have that sound effects disc, and that was really cool. You know, if I was a Treble, well, you know, I wouldn't like Ronald Redball either, but I'm not, and, well, I don't like him still, so. Anyway, yeah, he's a jerk. He's a moron. I don't like him. Anyway, but I thought that was great. That was totally entertaining. It kept me enthralled for those 2 minutes. It really did. Anyway, did you like it?
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Anyway,
you know, you still find things that he dropped and smashed and littered, and he's some kind of, I don't know, he's some kind of tornado force of something. I don't know what, man, but that Ronald. And not only that, though, then like I said, then he has this total disregard for people's feelings. You leave him messages, he doesn't get back. He doesn't get back to me. I leave him messages, doesn't get back to me. Or if he does get back to me, doesn't respond to anything I said in the messages that I left him. And just generally, I don't ever get any messages from him.
Riker!
Shit!
What was that like?
Acknowledge!
Yes!
I don't know, it's really weird. Billy's a really weird human. He really is, man. If he's that, if he's human, who knows? And really weird, man, because he does a lot. So much of him appears normal, and it's those things that appear normal to me smack of abnormality. I don't know, Billy. I don't know if Billy's a real person or not. I don't know what he is.
You do have this habit of going into houses and like wanting to look into drawers and boxes and behind cabinets and under things and on top of things and open drawers and stuff like that. So.
You come over here, I've mentioned it many times, you find something to destroy, you help yourself in the refrigerator, I don't care about that. You know, you come in, you help yourself to anything, no big deal, but, you know, it's, you should ask. And my door, you f***ed up my door still f***ed up. I lent you my flash thing, remember the flash thing with the wheel, you twirl it and the flash paper would flash, you broke that, not intentionally, oh yeah, but anything that, even Dave says, anything that, you lend the bill, he's going to bring it back broken. And most, and the things that I do, give to you to borrow, or you break them. Like the flash thing, it's broken, man. I did not want that broken. I tried to, another one in order. Merlin went and got me another one, and it's not the same. It's not the same thing that hooks around the finger. It sucks. So you got to think about just mellowing out, man. The door, the flash thing. The slob maneuvers, the going into my kitchen, you know, helping yourself, which I didn't care about that. Just that, you know, you should ask, but it's no big deal about that. Of course, this is how it ends up. So, skiva law, and I see your fuck you and raise you 25 fuck yous.
End of message.
I am positive that you are the most unattractive man I have ever met in my entire life. You know, in the short time we've been together, you have demonstrated every loathsome characteristic of the male personality and even discovered a few new ones. You are physically repulsive, intellectually retarded, you're morally reprehensible, vulgar, insensitive, selfish, stupid, you have no taste, a lousy sense of humor, and you smell. You're not even interesting enough to make me sick.
End of message.
How sickening.
Press P to play the current message. U to change user options. X to exit the system. Press P to play the current message. U to change user options. X to exit the system.
Captain. Captain, something is wrong.
Monday, March 26th.
Captain, we are in a voicemail box.
I can't believe it. I go looking for my remote control for my VCR, and there's a blanket there, the blanket that you were left in, one that you like.
Mr. Crush, identify this alien.
Control. I find it. I pick up the remote control. I go, oh, it's sticky. You are not allowed to drink Coca-Cola in my front room again. If you're going to eat, you eat before you come over. Can you hear
the
me?
The alien appears
I'm
irate.
I'm trying to answer the top of my lungs. If you do not and cannot do that, you will be opening your
Mega Sir number one. Volt Factor 90.
I can't believe it. Then I checked the chair that the remote control was in. It is also sticky. Face it! You f***ing slob! You slob! Damn it! I have to clean it up! I have a lot of cleaning things! As you can notice. As you can notice, it pissed me off!
End of message.
Dead. Why do I say this? Because it was Ronald who assured me that he had a wealth of material on this subject. It was Ronald who, probably knowing full well that he had no intention of fulfilling his programming obligations, went right ahead and completed the UMN temporary employee psychological profile, filled out our financial disclosure forms, signed the creative rights forfeiture agreement, acquired his universal mental release license, and then, late this afternoon, Mr. Ronald Redball, carefully waiting until I was in the shower and unable to confront him voice to voice, called me up and left a message that he would be unable to, quote, make it, unquote.
I can't take a fucking shower!
Sometimes.
End of message.
Said, I must have those Star Trek type Pedinis. I don't know where you got them. I don't know what the f***. That's obviously a Star Trek sound effect record. So I want those type of Pedini things. So I need a very, very much so make it so. I need a copy of that. And if you want to be involved in helping me do the sound effects for a Star Trek type of movie type of thing that I'm going to be working on, you will be very, very nice to me and I will be helping you very much, and you can have your name up in the credits.
I like that idea of your system about having the answering machine on when things be happy and having the answering machine off when things not be happy. I like that. That's a groovy idea there. Well, anyways, on about my harangue about Billy. It's so mind-blowing. Like I said, sometimes the theory will come to me that Billy, because, see, we know the guy's intelligent, right? Or at least he's smart. And yet, some of his attitudes and some of his philosophies are so dumb, are so small-minded, like they couldn't come from somebody that is as smart as he is sometimes. So it's really weird. And so sometimes I think that maybe he's just some kind of humanoid or some kind of entity here to act dumb to make us realize how smart we are. I don't know. Sometimes I think he's just totally playing dumb, man, acting like he doesn't know that he's stepping all over our feelings or smashing things, or sometimes I think he's here purposely to be dumb so that we can investigate ourselves by the reactions we have to his actions. You dig what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm just speculating here. Anyways, in regards to tearing down your posters,
I will beam you.
I like that idea of your system about having the answers on.
I will beam you. I will beam you.
Is there any way, anything you can do to snap him out of it?
Do it.
I can't.
Shut off that damn noise!
Whoa, wait a minute. Hey there. Hello? What are you doing in the drawer?
End of message. Sunday, 7:45 p.m.
Well, considering the fact that it's Sunday night, now, there is something resembling a dead dog party. However, I don't know how TimeCon is handling the dead dog party or what. It appears to me that situation is just sort of a lost in space kind of thing. There are various features of how the convention management operated what they did that showed real lack of having their shit together. I shouldn't go into detail. It's just, you know, one of those. It's just some general screw-ups. The things that I noticed about my attempts to get a party together was initially the party was going to be Friday night. Nobody showed up. I appeared to have advertised sufficiently, to, at least from my point of view, to, you know, half a dozen friends to say, oh, yeah, lots of people will come, no problem. Saturday night, we attempted to do something. Bottom line is that I've got to really reevaluate my motives for even doing these conventions because it's sort of an ego trip to be part of, you know, the convention working staff and all, but it's just gotten out of control. It's the place that I'm at is convention management doesn't listen to me when I make recommendations, and it's that way. As far as getting George Takei's autograph, it's a little late. You should have started earlier in the weekend. You would had to have shown up at least by noon Saturday and hang out for a few hours, check out where the autograph lines are, decide whether or not you're going to stand 2 hours in an autograph line and go up and talk to him, get his autograph. George Takei is a very, very popular guest. It's very difficult to actually get in, you know.
End of message. Sunday, 8:41 p.m.
Man, now I just seen the bottom of it again on this episode, and it looks like there is no cave or anything. It was just a shadow.
If you don't, you force me to take command of this vessel. You are endangering this ship for no reason.
Discard it.
I had to listen to it like 3 times to figure out. You're in the floor. The music's so loud. You need a type quality type of thing.
That's the only reason. Lord, going to show me I'm getting to you because you.
Message discarded. Hello.
Die.
Please enter your passcode.
USS Stargazer. What? For God's sakes, Mary, they built this thing in Bedford Falls.
Let's see what this Galaxy-class mailbox can do. Engage. Digitalk, the final voicemail system. These are the voyages of the Piano 28819 voicemail box. Its continuing mission, to explore strange new voicemails, to seek out new owners and new systems, to boldly go where no voicemail has gone before.
As I remember, we were on our way for some much-needed shore leave.
Course plotted and laid in, sir.
4-5. Engage.
You may start your message now.
Delicious.
Mr. Worf, you have drank all the yak urine we can synthesize. Our replicators are breaking down.
Chicha.
Mr. Worf.
But it is a warrior's drink. Captain, I need you in my quarters.
Make it so.
I need you to help me with the ancient ritual of Huck to Clock.
Computer. Lubricant. Earl Grey. Warm.
Huck to Clock!
What have you done to the captain? You appear to have ruptured the captain completely. I am now commander of the Enterprise.
What about number one?
He will be my number two, if you get my meaning. That was a joke.
Oh.
All right, what's going on in here?
You are no longer in command, Mr. Riker.
Well, what do you mean? Data, what's wrong with you?
I'm going to have to drop my trousers.
I will hold him.
No, what? Oh, no, please. What? Oh, God, Lord, no, please, jeez. Oh.
You have dishonored him.
You're next, Klingon.
Oh, I mean, good job.
The following users have not played your message.
Digitalk.
These users have played your message.
Digitalk.
Back to the comforts of home.
I'm not Locutus.
I am Locutus.
Saturday, 11:55 a.m.
Well, this code dyke has got a kind of a stupid message. I don't know if you bother calling it, but I called it. Going through time, she's going forward in time. It's pretty stupid. I just did that for the hell of it, man. I didn't really try to spend too much time working hard on it. I just did it because I got tired of it. I got my head on there, Star Trek Gold. I should do a better, more for the war.
Press A to keep the current message, B to discard it, X to exit.
Sorry. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Midnight Voice Jam.
The impossible becomes possible when you do, simply do whatever is, what you can, what's possible. And the healing virtue of God went into that ear. God is alive. He is real. And he cares about you. And you know something? Not only can he heal a body and multiply your finances, but he can also set you free from the remorse of sin. Are there things in your life that you're doing that you know you shouldn't be doing? Maybe some things you've done, you're not doing them anymore, but you feel so guilty about them. Maybe there's someone you've had an argument with. You were right, but you felt so bad about the argument. It was worse. The argument was actually worse than the reason of the argument. Raise your hand. Say, Lord, I thank you. Just raise your hand. Say, Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
I'm forgiven.
End of message.
Ted. It's the Insomnia Squad for Sunday morning called Manic Depression. If you don't like it, that's okay. Quite fine. Sure. Sure, you don't have to like it. You pussy piss ant kid. Think I give a flying f if you like it or not? You screw yourself with a pipe, man. Go ahead, stick a f***ing pipe. A rusty, cold pipe. Right up your f***ing ass. And for all you know, that f***ing rusty old pipe has been sitting in somebody's garage. And there's a spider inside that motherfucker. It's gonna crawl up inside your asshole, up through your intestines. It's gonna delay its fucking age, man. It's gonna cause a web somewhere in some nice little pocket of air inside your body. And little baby spiders are gonna come out, man. They're gonna start gnawing on your intestines and crawl around and get to your kidneys. And they're gonna eat your fucking inside out, motherfucker. But hey, guess what? That spider had parasites. Yes. That spider that crawled up in your ass, or you stuck that pipe, which was this comb, up your ass, and it went up into your intestines. That spider had parasites. Oh my Christ, what kind of bacterial fungi is growing inside of you now? Now. 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 Now.
I don't care if you think it's disrespectful, but I want you to cut the drama.
Illogical.
Hello, suicide hotline. Can I help you?
I need to talk to somebody.
Well, my name is David. How can I help you?
I'm real depressed, man.
What are you depressed about, sir?
The whole world's just coming down.
First of all, what is your name?
My name's John.
John what?
Davis.
John Davis. Okay, and where do you live? Can you tell me? What?
I'm at a payphone. I'm homeless. I don't have a home, and my shoe has a big hole in it, and I don't know if I can go on.
You were just trying to tap suicide, sir. Just calm down and take a deep breath.
I feel like just taking this glass and slicing.
No, no, you don't want to do that. Now listen, see, you can really damage yourself. Now listen to yourself. Now listen to me.
Yeah.
Now take a deep breath. Now put the glass down. Okay? Will you put the glass down?
All right.
Now, I want to tell you that you think you have problems. I have problems, buddy.
Huh?
I've got lots of problems that you couldn't even comprehend.
That's
the things I go through, man.
I'm sorry about that, David.
People have been calling me with the problems all day. I'm getting really sick and tired of it, man. You got any of the things I got to talk about. Why don't you listen to me for a while? Why don't you just tell me where you are so I can come down there and kick your motherfucking ass. I'll kill you myself, man. You'd be doing us both a favor.
Huh?
Hey, you just tell me where you're at.
You may start your message now.
I think you better change that outgoing, asshole. I'm going to come over there and f*** your world up. How you like that, huh? Better change that outgoing. Let's see. What time is it? It's 1:49 now. If the outgoing doesn't change by 4:49 this morning, things are going to become quite uncomfortable and disturbing for you. Okay? Mark my words. Okay? I can f*** you up real easily. You know it. So don't sit around and play Mr. Jackoff, man. Get the f***ing thing changed real quick. Now, you are authorized to play that recording in its entirety rather than just that little flip, slip, lip dip there, right there. But, actually, we don't care what you do, just as long as you do change the outgoing before 4:49. Don't think I'm f***ing around, Joe, because I'm not, and I'll f*** your world up real easily, and I'll f*** it up tonight. Maybe even while you're in the middle of sleep or something, then you'll wake up to a f***ed up world. So don't push your luck with me, okay, asshole? I'll f*** you up.
End of message.
I'll f*** your world up, okay? Don't ever let me catch you over at Joe's either. Don't ever let me catch you over at Joe's, okay? Joe doesn't want you around there ever again. Joe told me to beat your ass. Joe told me that it's up to me to pull the hair out of your head that's remaining. Joe told me that he is God and that I must obey him, and I will. Thine will be done. Are you alone?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, you shouldn't be worried about Joe. You ought to worry about yourself. You think you can whip me 115, huh? You think you can whip me? Yeah? Well, f*** to you. That's all that's left of your sledgehammer there. You hear him? He's just a tangled mess of words. Listen to him. He's in pain. Real pain.
Yeah.
Kind of going to give to you when you meet me out, son. 7-Eleven. And I kick your f***ing ass, punk!
Here they come. Mr. Typer.
Stop right out there. They did.
Stop again. Oh, here they go. There they go.
Now boarding at box 8119. Megalomaniacs, militants, mental defectives, and adults without children, please board first. You're the first to be boring. Serious young intellectuals, sensitive artists, sensual poets, and cerebral studs may take the rest of the available seating. Psycho Jack, white courtesy phone, please.
Uh-oh, I'm recording. Oh my God.
The committee, they want to break down on all we know. You, me, Arthur, the Colonel, everybody. Suspected security leak, apparently. All the files you've seen, the projects you know about, just headings, not details. This phone is scrambled and I've got a recorder. Might as well tell me now.
I hate you. I don't ever want to see you again. You've betrayed me. So.
God talks to me. He talks to me whenever there's his work to be done. I'm his chosen instrument.
You pissed me off! Go ahead. Go on. Go back to your miserable little life. Go on. That's what you want. That's what you get.
Monsieur Cipher has a contract. Certain collateral was involved to be forfeited in the event of his death.
Is that what you're trying to tell me? Is that your idea of communicating something to me, is it? Well, is it?
They're all crowding in on you, Mr. Harding. They're all ganging up on you.
Is that news?
Why don't you knock off the bullshit and get to the point?
I'm not just talking about one person. I'm talking about everybody. I'm talking about form. I'm talking about content. I'm talking about interrelationships. I'm talking about God, the devil, hell, heaven. Do you understand? Finally!
I feel dead, like I'm not here. I feel less here than I ever have in my life before. That's why I came to see you, Doctor. Something is drastically wrong, and I don't know if I can solve it.
Equipment. Look at this place! You believe it? Nothing ever works!
Again, rock star Sammy Kerr, victim of a hotel fire, dead at age 38.
But you know how these things are. He remained a vegetable, and my contract was never honored.
Yeah.
Stick around.
Hey!
Knock, knock.
You may start your message now.
My contract was never honored. Is that a Angel Heart by any chance? Sounds like part of it. I don't think it was. I don't know. For once, I don't think I caught even an inkling of Star Trek in there. And it was decent. But don't break your arm patting yourself on the back. Because as you can see, my outgoings are far superior. And I'm not even trying. You may make your checks payable to me. Payment complete.
Every tube, you got that? And you can't do it, get off my band tonight. You had a day off yesterday, and you come back like this, and
Blah, 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 blah. Who the hell is Eva or Eva or whatever? This is, of course, Andy Walsh of the Andy Walsh Bridge of Bondage 24 Hour Variety Show. And if you put that on your outgoing, I will kill you. Take that dumb message off there. So stupid. If you want to put something on there, record this. Joe, you have got a friend.
You know, over the years, I've heard a lot of people talk ugly about the mailboxes. And I think a lot of you, perhaps you who's listening right now, often consider the mailbox as like some lowest rung of the communicative ladder, the ladder of communication. You think of it as the lowest rung. But I guarantee you, man, that the level of the amount of communication and the level of communication, a good, honest level, for as many years and every day for as many years that I've been doing it, I mean, man, I know that communication is a very important thing, not for world purposes. We're talking about for your own purpose, for your own self. It's good to communicate with people. And so people think that, talking on the mailbox is like some horrible, diseased way of communicating, when actually I think it's one of the best. It's at the top rung of the ladder. In fact, I would even go to say it's better than one-to-one person communication, because as many times and as much as I communicate with some people, I would be worn out if I saw them in person, you know. So, and plus the mailbox allows you the convenience factor, you dig, and you don't get stumbled on by your words. Nobody tells you, nobody jumps in and interrupts you, and you don't interrupt them. And to me, this is one of the highest forms of communication, are the mailboxes. And I think too many of you talk ugly about it, look at it as some kind of stupid thing, like it's low status, low scum, like pathetic or something. And I just think your mind's warped. You got the attitude that your teachers taught you to have. You're listening to what the teachers told you, man, what your parents told you. You're looking at the world like that.
Get a life, man. Is that all you do is talk in the mailboxes? Get a life.
Yeah, well, I think this is
You may start your message now.
I cannot deliver your message to... I'm sorry, I cannot deliver your message to Mr. December. You've been with Anya. I'm sorry, I cannot deliver your message to Mr. December. You've been with Anya. I'm sorry, I cannot deliver your message to Mr. December. You've been with
Sent today at 12:29 a.m.
You have been listening to episode 34 of Midnight Voice Jail, titled Negativity.
You have been listening to episode 33 of Midnight Voice Jail, Kurt Ratz.
Midnight Voice Jail is produced by Phineas Narco and Angel D. Monique, compiled and edited by Phineas Narco, with material provided by Alexander T. Newport and Angel D. Monique. Visit us on the web at
www.nationalcynical.com.
Thanks to the National Cynical Network and all voice jailers everywhere. See you next time.
You have no messages remaining. Bye.
There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, magic day, he passed my way. And while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. The greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
And as I said, tonight was for Leonard. Good night, Seekers.